1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Now, the other week, my mum called me to inform me that my mum, dad, and my godparents are going to come visit me over the June long weekend.
Great.
Which I thought, oh, that's a lot of fun. And I just informed mum, I said, look, rule me out for the Saturday because I've already got plans. I'm going to Rutherglen for Winery Walkabout.
Yep.
But I'll get back and I can hang. And she was like, sweet. That was a couple of weeks ago. Monday, I got a call from my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, mum, what's going on? She goes, oh, June long weekend. I was like, yep, I've got it in. Don't worry, I've penciled you in. Haven't rescheduled over my parents. And she was quick to inform me. And she said, hey, just curious, we're now doing Winery Walkabout. Where do I go to book tickets? And I said, sorry?
What?
She goes, yeah, we're coming to Winery Walkabout on the Saturday because it runs over two days. And I said, oh, I'm going the Saturday. She's like, yeah, I know. That's why we're going, so we can see you. And then she threw it out and goes, we're even contemplating doing the Saturday Sunday.
Wow, the double.
Backing it up.
Yeah,
look,
right.
Look at my parents go. Like, I get it from somewhere.
Yeah.
And so it is fine. I wasn't fully against it. I just thought, this wasn't for you. This was my event.
Yeah.
And I informed you about it because we're hanging after.
Yeah.
But now it turns out we're hanging at the event because you've crashed it.
Well, do you have to see them at the event? Could you both go different ways, or have they booked the same bus?
I come from somewhere. Very similar. They will find me no matter what.
There's
a lot of wineries.
They will
find me. They will hunt me down. They found me already to book this.
Oh, wow.
So I found it quite interesting. I'm not against it, and I have accepted
it. But you're a little miffed.
I was just like, Mum, you've crashed my event.
Yeah.
And my parents have done this before.
Oh, have they?
They like to crash events. One time my dad came to pick me up from my friend's house and one of her older brothers was having people downstairs, like a little shindig.
Yeah.
And dad just helped himself into the house and had a beer with them, and I couldn't get him away from this party.
So it's an ongoing theme with your folks.
They like a good time. This is the problem. I mean, I do too, but when does it stop?
Yeah, well, I think there has to be a stage where they're just like, now, I'm sure I've never met your parents, but are they sort of the people that are trying to act cool, or generally they are well accepted in those situations?
Oh, no, they're well accepted. They're more accepted than myself.
Okay, wow.
Yeah,
that's saying something.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. So it did get me thinking, and I know parents can be quite embarrassing, and I know a lot of my friends have stories of when their parents have done similar situations like mine.
Yeah.
So I want to throw it out to you guys, Riverina. Maybe you've got embarrassing parents and they've crashed an event. So 13, 12, 16... when have your parents crashed an event?
Megan's gotten in touch with us. Megan, what have your parents crashed?
Oh, guys, it wasn't my parents, but it's a bit of a weird one. And the older I get, the weirder it is. It was back when I was 15 and the girls and I were having a sleepover. And it was back at that age where you were real sus with your parents. Like, they'd ask you at 8 a.m. what you were doing for the day. And you'd be like, no, Mum, nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm not drinking. Yeah. You know, that kind of age.
Yep.
Anyway, having a sleepover with the girls at our friend's house whose parents were away, might have been a few bottles of champagne involved.
Oh, sneaky.
We've heard
and,
of this, yep.
There was a knock on the door and we thought, who is here? No one's here, they're away. And one of our friends, Sarah, her mother, rocked up quite intoxicated with about 6 bottles of champagne ready to party.
enabler. She's an enabler.
Did you let her in?
Yeah, we did. We didn't know what else to do. We thought we might have been in trouble and she just wanted to party, and we just pretended that we weren't 15 and partied with Sarah's mum.
And so it wasn't Sarah's house you're at, or it was?
No, it was another girl's house. And Sarah and her mum had that, like, oddly close relationship that no other girl had at 15 with their mother, because everyone was hiding stuff from their parents.
Oh.
And I think she might have just messaged her and said, Mum, come on over. And 20 minutes later, Mum was over.
And bring champagne.
It was an odd one. The older I get, the weirder it is, but definitely won't forget it.
Did she party with you again, or was that it?
Oh, no, there's been a few occasions where Sarah's mum's come out.
Sarah's mum's loose.
She is lit.
She's more loose than Sarah.
Thanks for your call, Megan.
Thank you.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
You're getting up with Herbie and Dane on Hit 93.1. Only 9 degrees still as you're heading to work and school. A sunny top of 21 expected. And Sheree Coleman's still in the studio.
I'm loving this cooler weather.
I'm loving it.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
I know you don't like it.
No.
Being from Queensland.
It's actually, I'm going to debate you on your weather. Nice. It's 12 degrees right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Watch this out.
It's actually classic warmer, so you should be sweating.
Should be sweating. I've still got my jumper on. Now, Sharika, when you joined us in the studio, because I found this story and I thought, I want to talk about this while you're in the studio, because this is something perfect for you.
Okay.
Have you had a couple of...
I've guessed during the song. I reckon it's to do with either Harry Potter, board games, something a bit geeky, or your child... who is actually a dog.
Yeah, tell us a bit about Basil for those who are just tuning in for the first time.
Yeah, Basil is our chihuahua.
Yep.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, he's a bit of a fur child. He's pretty spoiled.
Pretty spoiled. He's the most spoiled person I've ever heard of in my life, and he's a dog.
Dog, yeah.
He eats salmon. He eats better than me.
It is crazy how much, and the fact you've, I love my dog, Dez, but I'll never refer to Dez as a fur child. She's a dog. She sleeps outside. She eats other people's poo.
I know, you got a photo. You got a photo with her at Christmas.
Yeah, we've seen her. That's different. She's still a
fur child.
No. I'd never refer to her as a fur child ever.
You act like she's one, though.
I act, but I've never referred to it. Now, Sheree, I found this product and I thought this is perfect for you
okay.
to get. Not so much for Basil, but for you.
Oh. Right.
Now, it's called My Family. It's an Asian company, and I clicked through to try to see if I could order one of these, but I couldn't understand the website because it's in a completely different language.
Okay.
What my family do is they create lifelike masks of your pet. So you send them a photo of your pet,
okay.
and they create a lifelike mask. Now, I'm about to show you a photo of someone who owns a cat and someone wearing the mask.
All
you
right.
ready? That is the photo I'm showing. Now, I'll post it up on Instagram so you get an idea of what it is on our story.
That is not okay.
Someone holding a cat, with the mask on, which actually is
the cat's
head. It
looks quite realistic.
It is very realistic.
It is terrible.
It looks like something in nightmares.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
No one's buying that. I'm glad you couldn't read the language because that is ridiculous.
Well, I think it'll also be very expensive to get done. It is this mask is like a full head mask, and it legit looks like the pet that you send in. Now, I know you love Basil very, very much. Is this something that you would be interested in buying?
Not at all.
No!
No.
I don't see...
see these taking off, to be honest with you.
Well, exactly right. Who in their right mind would get one of these?
Halloween would be the only thing.
At home with your pet there, I think it'd freak them out.
Yeah.
Like looking in a mirror. They hate that anyway.
Cat fight out there.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Check this.
Go. Live from LA.
Oh, that's so sick.
Hollywood correspondent, Dean McCarthy.
Good morning, Dean.
Hey, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Now, Dean, what's happening with the college scandal? Some celebs could even end up in jail.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, they will be heading to jail. Here's the deal, right? So all of these rich people, and, of course, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, who were the two most famous of the rich people, they've done plea deals. Now, the prosecution would only allow a plea deal if they agreed to jail time.
Wow.
So here's the deal. I know it sounds really, really dramatic, but they were like, look, we're going to make an example of these rich people. Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty. She'll be getting about a minimum of 4 months jail and then obviously some fines or whatever. But Lori Loughlin, because they paid $500,000 for her kid and it went through a fake charity, it now falls into money laundering, which comes with a minimum 4 to 6 years.
Wow.
That's nuts. That is actually crazy. Celeb gone bad.
Lori's going to jail for years.
Jeez, I hope orange is their colour.
Yeah, well, they say it's the new black.
Yes.
Now, also, what's this about William cheated on Kate during her pregnancy? Talking about Prince William, of course.
Here's the deal, right? So, really, the reason I want to talk about this story is because it's just kind of hideous and we should shoot down the rumour now. That's kind of the vibe. This is the deal. All these UK outlets are reporting that William was cheating on Kate when, she was pregnant with this friend of theirs called Rose. And it's getting all this traction. So it's like all in these, UK tabloids and stuff like that. I don't believe it. I think it's just, because the UK tabloids are ruthless. They are vile. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. I don't really believe it. But, yeah, there you go. There's all these rumours that William's been cheating on Kate. Pretty brutal.
It's probably because the Married at First Sight scandal's finished. They need another cheating scandal out there. They've gone big.
They've gone real big.
And Dean, it'll be remiss of us not to mention, mate, happy birthday. I hope you have a fantastic time.
You.
21
Thank
today,
you.
Is that right?
Having a wonderful 21. How did you know? Yes, I can finally go to the pub here in America. Yeah.
Thank God. Hey, guys, we've heard you've got to go celebrate in Las Vegas. I'm sure you'll be able to get into all the casinos now legally, mate. Well done. We'll chat again on Friday, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.